For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The GOP-led House this week will hold votes on competing immigration proposals, that amid rising tension and anger over the handling of immigrants at the southern border and the separation of parents and children. The federal detention facility in rural El Paso is a tent city being used to house unaccompanied minors.
This facility is that you would see if you went to any kind of natural disaster site.
Republican Congressman Will Hurd has been inside the encampment, currently housing teenage boys.
There are 20 kids per tent. There's two adults in the room.
Congressman Hurd's district stretches across the Texas-Mexico border.
My constituents that are outraged, they should know that I'm outraged too. What's happening in Tornillo is a symptom of a larger problem.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
One of the suspects was killed by police and 22 people were injured when gunfire erupted during an overnight art festival in Trenton, New Jersey. WCBS-TV's Lisa Rosner.
Oh my gosh, he got shot, y'all. He got shot, y'all.
Shortly before 3 a.m. Sunday, gunfire sent people scrambling at the Art All Night Festival in Trenton.
People just started running around like crazy and pushing and shoving, and then I heard the gunshots.
Witnesses describe a stampede as over 1,000 festival goers took cover as bullets flew.
The FBI agent who was removed from the Russia investigation for sending anti-Trump texts plans to testify before the House Judiciary Committee and any other congressional committee that asks. The Washington Post says that's the word from Peter Strug's attorney. The attorney also said that Strug would be willing to testify without immunity and would not invoke the Fifth Amendment rights in response to any question. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An American actress who also works for the United Nations is calling on the world to help stabilize the Iraqi city of Mosul. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Visiting the war-torn city on Saturday, a year after it was liberated from ISIS, Angelina Jolie said in her role as a special envoy for the United Nations Refugee Agency, it was the worst devastation she has seen in her 17 years with the UN. Jolie urging the world not to assume the work is done just because the fighting is over. She said the entire area of the city, Iraq's second largest, is still flattened and conditions are appalling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis is saying those having abortions because a fetus has a disability or malformation have a Nazi mindset. USA's Wendy King tells that story.
In a speech to the Forum of Family Associations celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, Francis also stressed God's vision of the family is between a man and a woman. Francis said the whole world has been scandalized by what the Nazis did. Today we do the same, but with white gloves. He also said it is painful to think society accepts killing children simply because they are sick or disabled. Children are the greatest gift, he said, even when they are sick. Children must be received as they come, as God sends them. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News.